this.
What's up, Dub Nation? This is Chris Paul. We're here at Media Day. Let's get it.
Hello, Joel Embiid. This is Tyrese Maxey, the reporter. I'm joining these guys with their job today. Could you do me one favor? Could you just give a shout out to Maxey on the Mic podcast really fast?
Hey, man, shout out to my man Maxey on the Mic podcast. Make sure y'all listen to it. It's the best podcast out there. I'm still yet to receive an invitation to be part of it, but that's okay. But, you know, make sure that, you know, y'all listen to it and have fun getting, you know, to listen to that knowledge.
There we go. Thank you, Joel Embiid. You're the best.
Guys, where are we?
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Hoops and Cards, our podcast and hoopsandcards.com platform for you.
Yo,
the sports card collector and investor. I'm Gary, your host. Great to be with you here on this amazing morning coming at you from Northeast Ohio. Hey, any of our information, community, sports card updates, basketball stuff, NBA articles, it's all for you at hoopsandcards.com. Now part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. Big deal. Big time right now for the NBA and media day. People talking about players and impact in new cities. Dylan Brooks talking trash against his old Memphis team. Joel Embiid saying, who passed us, Boston? Or who passed us, Milwaukee? Well, Joel, you ain't made it to the finals yet. So both of those teams had passed you years ago, and you are still in the middle of drama central with James Harden. I don't know what's going on there. I mean, one of my favorite players that I'm excited about. In fact, you guys, the NBA preseason starts later this week. Shout out Dr. Chad for that reminder. The good doctor, Chad. Hey, why are you guys excited for this NBA preseason? If you are, like, I'd love to know. You can always message me, DMs there, at Hoops and Cards on Instagram, and I love it. I love hearing from you, listeners. In fact, I had several of you message me this week and say, hey, I am a new listener, love the podcast, love the content, and I'm listening from, you know, North Carolina or Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, for all we know, right? I mean, it's great to have a basketball card and NBA fan friends around the globe. Shout out to you, Laszlo in Germany, Davey and Erica over there in Boston. And guys, I'm just glad you're here. You know, we started our podcast with bringing guests on the show, and we have some guests lined up for upcoming episodes as we kick off the NBA season for sure. But I love just talking with you sometimes. I love just sharing ideas. And why are you excited about, if you are, this upcoming NBA season? And if you're not, you know, I'd like to hear that as well. Because some of us maybe are discouraged because the cards and players that you invested in or you bought and followed, maybe there's some bad news that's happened. You know, Ja Morant's out 25 games. Or you're a Portland fan. And it's hard, man. It's sad when, even if you get a lot in return for your franchise player, it's hard to see that guy leave. I am a lifelong Cleveland fan. So when LeBron James left twice, like, I still root for him. He is my favorite player of all time. I root for him as a Laker. I didn't root for him as a Heat. That was a little different on a variety of levels. But really grateful that he came back and won a championship. It's just hard for Portland fans, I would guess, to be excited about great starting over. And yeah, we've got a lot of new players and a lot of draft picks, and you've got Scoot Henderson. Maybe you bought the jersey even, but it's just hard to get. It's like you were married or you were in love for 10 years with an amazing superstar, Damian Lillard, who gave you his heart, gave everything he had to that city, to that court, to that team for 11 years, 12 years, I don't know what it was. And to think that he might actually have a chance to win a championship somewhere else, not I'll say this, take some solace in the fact that you got to have him for many years. There's a lot of franchise that would just love to have anybody near that good on their team and make the playoffs with that kind of player, and some great memories with CJ and LaMarcus and all those guys. But hey, you also got a ton of capital. You got Drew Holiday, but then you got Malcolm Brogdon. You got Robert Williams. You got DeAndre Ayton. Got rid of Nurkic's contract. I just have fun saying words like Nurkic's. You got lots of draft picks, and you happen to win pretty much the lottery, getting lucky enough to get the second pick, or was it third? It was the third. Oh, my word. I keep forgetting that somehow Charlotte, oh, you want to talk about a discouraging reality, having your superstar players either injured, LaMelo, or in trouble with the law and his family, like Miles Bridges, or are they going to regret drafting Brandon Miller over Scoot Henderson for the rest of their basketball lives? I don't know why, but it already feels like it. It just does. Maybe I need to know more about both players, but tell me why, guys, tell me why I should be excited about this NBA season. One of my reasons, and not just the season, I mean the preseason, I mean like the first month, what are you looking forward to? There's the Victor Wembanyama effect. There's the look how ripped Zion is posts already out. Like they're probably pictures from 3 years ago, but there's all the quotes and quips from media day, and you know, LeBron wants to play this season for Bronny. There's some serious updates going on in the league. I'm excited to see some of my favorite players and teams in action. Sometimes it's excitement, like just the development of Tyrese Maxey. And however long James Harden stays, he is clearly not going to run that offense. Embiid is the focal point. Embiid is the MVP. Yes, and he could be the MVP again. But Tyrese Maxey is the engine. Tyrese Maxey is the push, the passion, the personality, the guy that's just been in the gym all summer. And you know, if you want to look at pictures of Zion and evaluate his physique, check out what Maxey, that dude's put on some muscle. He is one of the reasons I liked him from the get-go was just work ethic, hunger to grow and improve, opportunity in a franchise that desperately needs a player to step up. I mean, kind of like Memphis needs Demphis. Memphis needs them a Demphis. You know what I'm saying? No, they need Desmond Bane. I tell you guys, I just want to apologize that I screw up somebody's name at least twice an episode and make fun of myself. So Demphis, sorry about that. But the Grizzlies need Desmond Bane to step up in a major way. Probably running more of the offense than you would like him to, and probably acclimating to Marcus Smart and whatever that is. By the way, I think it's a great addition, Memphis. I think it's an incredible addition to that team. And the Derrick Rose comments about, look, I'm here to push you, Ja, blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's not going to be all made right until Ja is made right and stays that way for a while. But Desmond Bane is another player who you could look at and say, like a Tyrese Halliburton, or like an Anfernee Simons, or like a Devin Vassell, Franz Wagner, who will be the player that steps into, sometimes the breakout player is a guy you didn't expect, right? It's a player that the first month of the season, we're going, wow, he took a jump. He took a next level step. He, and you could say Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did that last year, becoming first team All-NBA. Need I remind us, first team All-NBA, there's only five players on that list. So why are his cards still relatively affordable? Why do people still think Luka Doncic is the best player from that class? He's not. Are you still listening? The Luka excitement, the Trae Young hype. Those guys are awesome players. Don't hear me knocking them at all. Just hear me say, man, Dallas and Atlanta, they've been to the dance. They've seen the lights. They've seen the strings. They haven't won anything. And their teams are struggling with how to build around them. Think about that 2018 draft class. A lot of great rookies, a lot of players worth considering and investing in. But I look at Trae Young, I look at Luka Doncic, I look in DeAndre Ayton. Those are three of the top five picks. And I say, are any of them in the situation and the upside that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has right now? And the answer is no. I don't care how much you like Kyrie Irving. They're not in that situation. I don't care how good Grant Williams plays this year. They're not in that situation as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They may not be in the same situation as far as the potential to trend up with the core of young players built around them that have playoff experience already as Jalen Brunson and Jaren Jackson Jr. Yikes. And the guy who could step to the forefront, depending on how they run their offense, they already said his name. Well, there's two of them, actually. One could be Mikal Bridges. Bro, if he builds off of what he did in Brooklyn in March and April, is that an off-season buy that you'll wish you had made? Yes. I only bought like one raw Miles Bridges rookie, and I don't know if I should send it to PSA or not because I've been focusing on other players. And quarterback flips and Shohei Ohtani's and Austin Reeves. Ooh, there's another guy, but lo and behold, Anthony Simons is better than y'all have given him credit for. He just is. And now with Damian Lillard out, and I think they're committed to moving Brogdon just like they moved Drew. I think there's going to be moments where the whole thing is run by Simons and he scores 25, 30, 35, 40. I don't know if anybody will care except Portland fans and Anthony Simons investors like me who bought in cheap or cheaply. But Portland is loaded with young talent and I have to like what they're building, even if it's hard to see some of your favorite players leave. So that 2018 class, guys, I've got a bunch of players there that I like, wow, am excited about what they're going to do this year. I mentioned Brunson, I mentioned Jaren, I mentioned Anfernee, I mentioned Mikal Bridges. There's probably a few others. You know, I'm not going down the whole list. I'm not like Javonte Graham and Lonnie Walker IV and Mo Bamba. No, sorry. If you listen to our podcast, guys, the players that I think have breakout potential are often the ones that are going to have the ball in their hands. They're going to have major minutes. They're going to take shots, all the things about usage rate. They're going to have teams that are giving them a new opportunity, whether it's because Ja is out or, you know, who else was I thinking of? Trey Murphy III is out or somebody's injured and somebody got traded and There's a unique chance that without Fred VanVleet in the mix, somebody else in Toronto is going to step up. And I don't think it's Scotty Barnes. You guys disagree with me, Toronto fans? Do you think Scotty Barnes is the guy to step into that scoring role? You think it's Dennis Schroeder? Schroeder? I don't think so. If y'all listen to the show, you know who I think it is. But let's take a quick break, and I'll get to some other things I'm looking forward to this NBA preseason.
You know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
Nothing else matters besides my family. And obviously I'm going to dedicate this, the season because it took Bronny because of, the incident that happened this summer and understanding that it just puts everything in perspective. And no matter what's going on, your life at that point in time, that the only thing that matters is your family.
Hey, everybody. A couple of house cleaning updates. You can go to hoopsandcards.com and check out all of our resources for you as a basketball card collector and investor. Links to the Discord, our latest content. Also, as you know, our Instagram, @hoopsandcards. I want to thank Ryan Olson, who reached out and said, hey, thanks for keeping the focus on cards and players and not on hobby drama or breaking. You're welcome, Ryan. Yeah, I try to stay out of the hobby drama. Sometimes I listen to those podcasts, but, Shout out to James in Anchorage, Alaska. He says, I keep hearing you mention all these card shows, but Alaska not really having much. Sorry, man, but I'm glad we can connect like this. And also so glad that we have the world's largest sports card store called eBay, and I hope you're getting some good deals. But thank you for listening, James. Brent from Houston just started his sports card podcast journey after being away from the hobby for a long time. He says, I listened to your podcast for the first time today and really enjoyed it. Sorry to hear you about your wife, and we'll keep you and your family in my prayers. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I'll definitely be listening from now on. Thank you, Brent. Awesome to hear from you. Thanks to all of you guys who just sent encouraging words. My wife's doing great. She had colon cancer and surgery in August, early August, to remove that. And as far as they know, there's no other trace of cancer, which is awesome. You know, but still, when you hear the word cancer and you have to go through that stuff, it sucks. I'm not going to lie. So glad we're through it. Got a message from Braden. Braden says, I created a new Insta for my sports card journey as I really get going. He is at B3 Sports Card Takes on Instagram. Love it, Braden. Great to hear from you. And Rowan. Man, Rowan's been sending me cards that he's trying to sell. So has, well, not cards, but I've been approached by General So, which I think is a very, very high compliment. I love General So's chicken, but the actual General So account on Insta reached out to ask my opinion on some cards. He says, hey, I want to thank you for the wonderful podcast. It's my morning podcast in the car, and sent me his pictures of his Jalen Brunson cards, and which are, I think a great, he's a great player moving forward to have just follow as a fan, but also to have some card interest in. So love that, General So. I don't know your real name, but I just love your moniker. Guys, a couple other things that we want to offer for you to help you to add value to your life as a collector, investor, these resources with our affiliates. Market Movers, I love the Market Movers app. I use that to track the history of cards I'm already have and cards I'm looking at, but you can save 20% after a 14-day free trial. Love it. Visit marketmoversapp.com and use our new promo code NOOFFSEASON. So Market Movers. Second affiliate resource for you, Whatnot. A lot of you guys use Whatnot to buy and sell cards, or you've thought about it. Well, you can get a free $15 credit on Whatnot by joining through this link. You ready? Write this down, whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. Do that. It's a good deal. And then finally, Graybo's Sports Card Shop. You guys rock. You can get 10% off any purchase at graybos.co by using the promo code STRATEGY2023. So as we're expanding into this nooffseason.com sports card network, guys, we're going to have more and more resources, opportunities, networking possibilities, events, even as we count down the year until the National Card Show. The National Sports Collectors Convention is in Cleveland, so not far from where I'm speaking right now. So yeah, love sharing those resources with you guys. Thank you so much to all of you for listening. A couple other shout outs. David says, hey, just sending some love your way. Thanks for keeping up with the pod, sharing what's going on with your family. You've been spreading basketball joy all the way here in Charlotte. So let us know what we can do for you. Love it. Thanks, David. Thanks for listening. Jacob sent me the update about the Lillard trade. Love it. And he checked in to make sure that I was okay, because we've had a little bit of delays at times between these episodes. But yeah, thanks, Jacob. I appreciate it. Scott, who got a free card in the mail, says, thanks so much for the free card. You have the best basketball podcast. I also enjoy when you and Paul collab on episodes. So yeah, Paul Hickey, we actually did the Sports Card Strategy Show. That's literally not all. Sports Card Strategy Show with Chad and Lefty this past Monday morning. So you can listen to that. Love it. Nathaniel Lyons reached out to me again, and we talked about Kevin Porter Jr., kind of lamenting the fact that it's just a sad story that continues to get worse for him. So yeah, Derek says, love your content. Thanks for taking the time to record. Also, thanks for not recording during the colonoscopy. You're welcome. But do know that I wore the multicolored Yanni Eye, the Zoom Freak shoes. So love it. Brian, who's been a longtime listener, formerly from Northeast Ohio, used to shop at Belden Village. I get you, Bri. I get you. He says, I would love to have an extra maxi if you have one. All the best to you and your family. And yes, I'm all about Tyrese Maxi, as you guys know. Also, a letter from Link. Link, listen to the show on Spotify. He's in Dallas, Texas. Oh, it's not, his name's not Link. His name's Rich. So there's that. Guys, one more that I want to mention to you, and maybe if you listen to the podcast before, the perfect cereal, the perfect S-E-R-I-A-L on Instagram. Guys, great resource for custom designs on cards. I encourage you to give them a follow. Really, we've talked about what he does. He did a customized card for me of Hoops and Cards as a podcast on a Darius Garland card, and it is gorgeous. It's so cool. So thank you at the perfect cereal. And yeah, man, thanks for all you do. I'm encouraging everybody to go to your site and check out the customized cards that you made. Very, very cool. Guys, that's all I got for now on these updates, and we can get back to the meat, the potatoes, the episode Hoops and Cards. Thanks for listening.
Hey Gary, it's Josh Smith from Silver Lake, Ohio. Wanted to get your take on James Harden. The man is a mess for the 76ers, and I want to know what you think this season's going to look like for him, whether that's trades or what. And past that, I'm wondering what you think his short-term and long-term card prospects look like. Thanks, man.
Josh, what's up, my dude? Great to hear from you, and love talking and messaging with you yesterday. James Harden. Yeah, my takes on James as a player and as a card investment would be as follows. Certainly a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the 10 best players we've had in the league in the last 15 years. And there have just been moments where he was incredible, off the charts good. And yet he remains an enigma, a challenge in the clubhouse, and is asking out of his, fourth franchise in 8 years? I don't know what the deal is, or maybe it's third franchise in 4 years, whatever. But even may have heard the news that broke last night that the Rockets were considering signing him and making some sort of deal, sign and trade or something for Harden earlier in the summer. But in Harden's conversations with Rockets coach Ime Udoka, Harden started to talk about wanting to lead the league in scoring again and make an MVP run. And apparently Houston's their response was, that's not what we're after here. Like they want and need, just like anybody does, really, with a guy that's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, is a player that is a facilitator trying to make the team better, not trying to make James score more or trying to make James an MVP again. So that's just the kind of player and a reputation that he has, Josh. He's fun to watch, great shooter, can lead the league in assists again, extremely talented, has a lot of fans. My family loves his beard for some reason, And at the same time, I think the James Harden market in the short term and in the long term, when I say short term, I mean like the next month, okay? Long term, I mean the rest of the season. A lot of it depends on if the Sixers trade him and when they do and who winds up with him. If he winds up on a contender that seems like he would fit in there as a second or third or fourth option on offense, like say Miami, the Clippers, even the Lakers, maybe even Dallas. Oh, that'd be crazy. As long as he is willing to surrender his ego and his need for certain stats, then one of those moves to a contender could be awesome for the James Harden collector or investor, and for James's chances at you know, staying on as an all-star and possibly making a push for a championship. So there is a world where, and I could totally see Miami as a possibility because they missed out on Damian Lillard. They missed out on Drew Holiday. Maybe they make a play for James Harden, which smells like desperation. But if he's willing to come in under the leadership of Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler and even Bam Adebayo, like if he's willing to be a team player, which, you know, maybe he's going to have to go through a couple of seasons of humbling like Russell Westbrook has. And even then, you're still not going to change who James Harden truly is. So yeah, personally, I'm not invested unless I had the money to buy PSA 10 rookie cards of the top 10 players of this last. There's a semi driving by me, Josh. Sorry about that. Unless I wanted to go and invest in like PSA 10 rookies of Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Giannis, and James Harden, Russell Westbrook, like the list of guys who have been the best over the last 10 years, the Joker, Joel Embiid, then Harden would be on my radar as a buy and hold. But I would definitely buy low. And I think there's some great deals on his cards to buy and hold long term if you enjoy him as a player, and that would be a fun piece to add to your cards portfolio. If not, then I see no reason to rush to invest or rush to buy any of his cards, to be honest with you, Josh, unless you are a fan of the team that he's going to and think that they have a chance to make a deep playoff run. For me, guys, to transition to what I'm excited about with the preseason, I mean, that would be a curiosity. What's going to happen in Philly, right? And they've got their share of personalities. I didn't even realize they have Patrick Beverley now. So I just feel like they have a potential super superstar in Tyrese Maxey. And, you know, when you keep clouding the messing up the works in that backcourt with guys like James Harden and Patrick Beverley and Isaiah Joe and other guys that are less team driven and more just gunslingers, I don't know. I think Philadelphia should just give the keys to Tyrese and get out the way. Surround him with wing defenders and shooters and Embiid, and let those two carry the team into the next chapter of Philly contention. I think the sky is the limit for Tyrese Maxey. And there's a lot of players who I think have high ceilings for, but so much depends on what's around them. Mikal Bridges in Brooklyn, Tyrese Haliburton for sure in Indiana, Anthony Edwards in Minnesota. The league is full of guys that are awesome young players that I would say, man, part of me wants to go ahead and invest in them before this season, you know, shows off again what they could do. Desmond Bane, I mentioned Anthony Simons earlier in the season. I think the Pascal Siakam trade rumors are fascinating. And if he winds up on a championship contender this year, Pascal Siakam could be one of those guys where I'm like, bro, dude, sis, lady, fellow, whoever you are listening, hey, partner, buckaroo, I would say go check out the prices on some of those players' cards. Like Pascal Siakam 2016 Silver Prism rookies or Brandon Ingram. Holy cow, it is like clearance sale on some of these guys who are all-stars just now entering their primes. And I'm excited to see them. Curiosity really for me as to the health of a bunch of players and what kind of seasons we can expect from guys like Kawhi Leonard, Zion Williamson, right? LeBron James's mindset going into a season where he's like, I'm dedicating this season to Bronny. And certainly we're praying for his heart and health and career future and all those things. It seems very serious because it is. And, you know, and at the same time, this is a podcast about things we're excited about with this coming season. And if I had to talk to you about the Lakers, I'd say, man, it's exciting to see what Austin Reeves is becoming. If I was talking about the Kings, I'd say Keegan Murray needs to have a breakout for that team to take the next step, and he totally could. If I was a Chicago Bulls fan, like my guy Aaron over there in Angola, Aaron, shout out, you Scantlin, you. I don't know where my hope would be as a Bulls fan, to be honest with you. Is Lonzo going to play? Is Patrick Williams going to take a next step like we've been hoping he would for 3 years? Is Coby White worth keeping? Or is he a career sixth man, which isn't bad. It's just not what you want when you spend the fifth pick on a guy that you hope could be Steph Curry-esque with his three-point shot and his leadership potential. So, what are you guys excited about with this preseason? Hey, that's what we should call it anyway, the preseason. Are you excited about building on your team's success? Are there players that you're looking at? Is there a card that you're buying and that you've added to your card portfolio? What are you most excited about? Send me a message at Hoops and Cards on Instagram. Gary@hoopsandcards.com for the email. Part of the nooffseason.com sports card strategy, the sports card network. We're grateful for that. Guys, I'm excited about the Cavaliers. Sometimes I use the word excited and I really just mean curious. Are we going to get the team that's empowering Darius Garland to play like an all-star again? Or are we going to get the team that like Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley and Darius Garland and Jared Allen, you know, they all play good, they all play well, but they hold each other back from having their very best careers in front of them and actually developing Darius Garland and Evan Mobley the way they could be, because we're trying to placate and appease Donovan Mitchell so he doesn't leave for nothing in 2 years. Like, what is going to happen in Cleveland? Very curious about that. I'm actually not excited. I'm concerned. What are they going to do? Be a fifth seed again and lose in the first round? That's no fun. Charlotte, what kind of LaMelo? What kind of Miles Bridges? Wizards got a lot of talent, but what are you going to do building around Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma? Is that the move? Is that the bust a move, young MC? Like, what are you doing over there? What are you doing in Orlando with all those young players? And guys that have loads of potential and Paolo. And I said potential. Yo, potential with Paolo and Franz and 8 point guards named Jalen, Markel, and what's his cheese? Cole Anthony. Guys, what are you excited about this upcoming preseason? What questions do you have? And I will share some of those on our next episode, but I would love to hear from you, the listeners, wherever you are at in Pakistan, Istanbul. John, give me a shout out, bro. Hope you guys are doing well. Nathaniel, love to hear from you. What are you excited about this preseason? We'll continue to prepare you for what the best opportunities are, what players everybody's excited about, and perhaps investing back in as basketball is almost back. This is Hoops and Cards. I'm Gary. It's great to be with you. Have a good one.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Wizards. What kind of name is that anyway? For a basketball team? The Wizards? What are they? Like magicians in hoods?
In about 15 minutes, you're either going to be very right or very wrong, brother.